87.0. EDG 01010920260541, audio. The Drift, a sequel. Before 3D modeling, which will involve building a scaled-down prototype, it's important to have a starting point for constructing this model. It's possible to establish a central balancing point using a sphere. This means inserting all the elements that fit inside this sphere. What I'm trying to do here is establish the connection point of the cross on the modules. Ideally, this position could be centered. But why ideally? When the equipment is installed inside the modules, this balancing point is likely to change. However, before modifying a point, you must at least know its position, and that's the purpose of the sphere. Note that this is a scenario, not a final guideline. This sphere will include the engines, the forward domes of the four modules, the two electrical chambers, and the cross. Yes, the central beam will be cut. It will be possible to restore its length after identifying the station's central balancing point. I don't have NASA's computer tools with me, but I know they'll understand. To put it another way, I want to balance a section of the station, without any external bulges, and establish a temporary position on the central beam. For those wondering why 3D modeling is necessary, the reason is simple: to create a digital database that will be used for the final dimensioning of the station. It's possible to achieve this without modeling, however, this involves numerous repetitive calculations, and the accuracy of this work is likely to be lower than with 3D modeling. In other words, the station will be hatched, or rather sliced into small sections, and this will allow us to precisely establish the balance points for the SSV without internal load. To be continued. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is September 1, 2026.